Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mike Tech Show. Thank you for downloading my podcast. This is my first official podcast. I want to thank my friends and coworkers who last week downloaded my first test podcast, so to speak. And they gave me some very good feedback. And I want to thank everybody. Special thank you to Bob Hirschnow, who put a smile on my face today by sending me a picture of his iPod playing my first test podcast. That was great. Thank you very much. I encourage everybody to please send me positive feedback, negative feedback, really give it to me. Mike@miketechshow.com is my email. It's up and running. Now, the website is a work in progress, under construction, and that's miketechshow.com. The site will be built by my son, Ryan, who's 16 and just starting to develop websites. This is one area that I don't will not even profess to know a lot about. I work with servers and PCs, but I do not program, and I know HTML is not that difficult, and I've dabbled a little bit, but not enough to put a good website together. So this is becoming a family project with my son. And I know he really enjoys doing it, and I'm looking forward to his efforts. The podcast will contain tips, tricks, my rants from problems from the week that I hope you enjoy, some cool websites, some software packages or things that I've evaluated or have taken a look at or have been using that I think might be useful to you. And I have, a couple really good items for tonight's show. It's 2 a.m. Saturday morning in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And this is the time on weekends where I work on my computer and really it's very quiet. Everybody's asleep. And I get some good time alone where I can work on problems or any projects that I'm working on. One thing I want to talk about first. I purchased a Plex Store DVD burner, dual layer, the PX716A. Bought this from Newegg.com. Good price, $123, and a $30 rebate on top of that. Well, I should have known right off the bat there was going to be problems when I hurt my hand getting it installed. It should have been a lot easier, and that's not the drive's fault. That's my fault. I've noticed that I enjoy new hardware and purchasing new hardware, but I don't enjoy installing it anymore. Years ago, I was much better at it. Now, I cut my fingers and I hurt my wrist. My hand actually got caught as the drive pushed too far in, and I had to reach in with my hand, and my hand got stuck in the slot where the drive is, and yanking it out cut the top of my hand. So, I don't like doing that. Well, I get it hooked up. I pop a DVD movie in, thinking, well, let's test this out, give it a test drive, and I get the blue screen of death. So I said, okay, well, that could be a lot of things. Well, this is repeatable. Every time I stick a DVD movie in the drive, I get the blue screen of death, and it's a very non-specific error. It just says it's a stop. Now, it generates a mini dump file. That's with the DMP extension, and this is in a temporary folder under your profile. And I copied that, but I can't read it. So I have to spend some time looking for a program that can read the dump file. And then I hope that that leads me to some information that's going to help me resolve the problem. So okay, it can read software DVDs. So I put a program that I burned a disc that I burned software on, read it no problem. So I figured, well, let me burn a CD and let me test. So I put a CD in, I fire up Nero 6.0, and 50% into the burn, it locks up. It locks my whole system. So now I'm really wondering if there's a problem with the drive or the driver. I update it to the latest firmware. I can play DVD movies in another DVD drive. I have another Plextor CDRW 48 speed in the same system, and that's working fine with Nero burning. So everything's pointing to this one drive, and looks like early next week I'm going to have to sit on the phone with Plextor tech support, which I've never had to call them, so this will be interesting. Well, the $30 rebate, which I quickly processed and sent out, so we'll see how Plextor is with the in cutting their checks and getting them back. It brought up a topic that I want to discuss on rebates and companies, and I have a very strong opinion about this. Microsoft, they get their checks out very quickly. Any rebate that I've ever submitted to Microsoft has come very, very quickly. You have to excuse me. I am going to abort, as you can hear. That was the Microsoft antivirus that kicked up for 2 a.m. Every evening. Running. I really like the Microsoft antivirus software. It's been doing a very good job, and that with Adaware has been keeping the spyware off my system. So I had to close that. I didn't want that interfering here. Well, Microsoft, very, very good. Linksys and D-Link, they've been very good. Netgear, I got my rebate, but it took 6 months. I bought over 6 months ago from Outpost.com a Netgear router that was $40 with a $40 rebate. So great, it's going to be free. Just got to wait a little bit for the rebate, but not 6 months. Not when they say 4 to 8 weeks for processing. Well, I even followed up and they said, well, it's taking time. And I said, okay, as long as I got it, but it's very, very slow. I would like to hear from you out there, your feelings on different companies and their rebates, and you know, you either got them, you didn't get them, they're slow, and we could compile a list. I'll put it up on the website, and that would be good feedback, I think, for all the listeners to, you know, take a look and see what site, you know, what stores are good and bad, and yeah, it'd be interesting if everybody experiences the same problem. Was it just me with Office Max, where I go in and I have a half a dozen rebates, never to get one? And I called them and followed up. It has been over a year. I will never see them. And I would refuse to go into Office Max to buy any items. I'm not going to give them any money if they're going to pull that. So anyway, that's rebates. I want to talk about a software package that I've been using. It's called Quick Keys, and the latest version is 2.53. It's by CE Software, and it's at cesoft.com. It's a little pricey, $99, but it creates shortcuts that will automate your repetitive tasks with custom hotkeys, toolbars, and timers. Helps you type text, launch programs, remap keys. You can select menus, record and playback your actions, and everything in between. It's the only macro automation tool that you'll need. It's very, very helpful. It comes now, the latest version, with an iTunes plugin to help automate your iTunes functions. It's there's a Windows version, and for your Mac users, a Mac OS X and Mac OS 9. Now, I'm not a Mac user, and you'll learn that I intend to purchase a Mac Mini just for the experience of playing with Mac OS X. I want to open my mind to new things, but I have been, you know, grown up with Windows from the beginning and use Windows exclusively. I do have a Linux server. I know a little bit of HP UX because of my day job, where we have a mixed environment with some enterprise HP Unix servers, but predominantly, you know, Windows 2000 and Windows 2003 servers. So I think the Mac experience is going to be good. It's going to just help me become more well-rounded, and I'm looking forward to getting that. Well, there's another program I want to talk about that's free, and this is Bart's PE Builder. And there is a new version, and I'm going to talk about what this is for those of you who don't know. But another good site for downloading, if you want to play with the latest and greatest version of software, it's called betanews.com. And they have Bart's PE Builder up. It helps you build a bootable Windows XP CD-ROM or DVD. And you could also do this from Windows 2003. You can building a bootable CD with selected programs that you can have installed on that build where you do not need a local hard drive. So I don't know if you're familiar with Linux distributions that they put the whole operating system on a CD, NOPIX. Well, this is the same thing. And I guess I would also compare it to a high-end admin utility that's called ERD Commander. That's pretty pricey, but if you need to recover files or reset a password, it's a great software program. I highly recommend it, but I know it's like $400 or $500 to purchase it. But this is free, and you could build a boot CD that you'll be able to transfer files offload them to an external hard drive or across the network. It'll detect the network cards in the system. So very, very helpful. I highly recommend that for troubleshooting problems or you want to do testing on a computer system. So, all right. Want to talk about Gmail's new feature. This is interesting. Gmail acquired the Picasa photo editor software, which is very good software, free for editing and cropping and touching up your photos. Pretty simple to use. Well, they have a feature now that if you highlight up to 10 megs of photos or less, you just click File, Email, and you'll get a window that will come up with whatever your current email client is and Gmail. And you can log into your Gmail and email up to 10 megs attachment of photos. This is really cool. And if you use Picasa or want a quick editor and you have a Gmail account, I highly recommend using this. I discovered this tonight and was playing with it, and it is really, really interesting. I really like what Google's doing with Gmail and the integration and where they're taking that. It's a new way of looking at email and archiving, and I hope everybody, you know, gives that a try. Well, I like a lot of sites. I like a lot of sites that give you tips and tricks. One of my favorite editors, contributing editor to PC World, is Steve Bass. And if you go to PCWorld.com and you look for the employees blog, this is where you'll find some things from the employees that they ran about or new products. And Steve always has some good sites and tips. Well, I thought this was good to share. He has snuffed out the 800 number for Amazon, because the Amazon no longer posts a phone number on their website. And if you need to call them, it is very difficult to find the number. Well, when he had a link to that site, something happened, and all of a sudden that link that was no longer existed. So he references now a cached page that from Google. Well, if that goes, or if there's any issues, I'm going to put the 800 number on the website. It's amazing that companies of that size, and I understand their model, they want everything to be done online, but what has happened to customer service that you hide your phone numbers? And they do have a toll-free number. Well, I learned that buy.com, it's the same thing. It took me an hour to discover buy.com's phone number because there was a lost shipment I had a year ago where I bought some tapes for a DAT drive. And after days and days and tracking it, I never received it. And it was lost in the mail. And I wanted to talk to a human being to get resolution. I didn't want to fill out the online form, and I wanted a human being so I could mix it up with, so I could get this resolved. They could either, you know, credit my credit card or send me the product again. Well, when I got through, it did get resolved. They did credit me, and that took a little time, but I. You know, that kind of put me off, and I stopped buying from buy.com, especially when I could get the same thing at the same price or better at Newegg and other places. But I just thought this was interesting, you know, and what's happening with the online vendors. So we want to stay on top of that, and whenever I can, you know, we can see that those numbers are snuffed out, we should have them in a place that's shareable. That's a section of my website that I want to have, sort of a help section that will have information like this, maybe about rebates and certainly a listing of 800 numbers or the direct phone numbers for a lot of the online retailers, links to the popular open source software that I think is far better than some of the commercial packages. A great example is for copying and decrypting a DVD. And DVD decryptor and DVD shrink, that combination is far better than a lot of commercial packages that you'd spend hundreds of dollars. And I thought it did a much better job using DVD. I use DVD decryptor and DVD shrink than DVD X copy. So there's a lot of great software out there that is open source. It's free to use, and I'm going to have an area there that you could download your antivirus software that's free. So I have a lot of space, so I will. I will make good use of it for you. Let's see. There's another site that I haven't given a lot of testing, but and haven't tried it out, but it seems pretty cool. It's called livemanuals.com. And if you have an appliance or an electronic device where you've lost the manual, you will be able to get the online manual. And I thought that was pretty cool. I want to take a moment right now and talk about podcasting in general. And one site and one individual in particular and what they're doing. And I want you to check this out. The site is podcastconnect.com. And it was created by Todd Cochran of the podcast Geek News Central that actually got me hooked on podcasts. And by listening to his show, really I got the bug to want to do this. And he just has a tremendous technology show that you should definitely check out. But he is putting together a group of tech podcasts, and he has a great mission statement, which is very simple: to create a number of podcast brands that will provide an umbrella of services for consumers and podcasters. Check out this site. I believe this is the future of podcasting, and Todd's doing a wonderful job, and I hope that my podcast is worthy of participating in what he's doing. And I'm contacting Todd, and I hope he listens to this show. Well, I'm going to wrap up right now. I'm going to keep this first podcast short and sweet. I don't want to ramble on too long. I want to get an idea of how long I should do this. Most podcasts out there tend to be 30 to 40 minutes. There's some longer ones that are hour and a half, I've noticed. And I like them short and to the point and not wasting a lot of time. So I'm going to stop right now. I thank you very, very much for listening. I hope that you come by and you can download future shows, or you know, please add my URL to your iPodder or Doppler software. The URL is www.miketechshow.com/miketechshow.xml. And I thank you very much.